This is André Dor from Belgium, and he's from surgical department of ECHO, SECO. And we're going to talk about hot topics in surgery for IBD. Yeah. Well, let's start with the first question. What are the current evolutions in GI surgery that could influence the surgical approach in IBD?
Okay, there is a certain trend in surgery to become even more minimally invasive than just laparoscopic surgery. So I guess one of those evolutions, if you so to say, is that probably this also will be implemented also for Crohn's disease patients, and they will benefit it. So we move progressively from conventional laparoscopy to lesser invasive surgery techniques like single port surgery, like natural orifice specimen extraction techniques. And I hope in the future, if we can implement those techniques, that also IBD patients will benefit from it.
Okay. And what is the impact of cross-sectional imaging on planning of surgery of Crohn's disease?
I guess this is very important. Today we have, with MRI enterography coming along, now we have a very good basis to plan better surgery. And this is also very helpful also with the discussion with gastroenterologists, how we can have the surgical strategy implemented. And for the first time now, we really have a very good tool that can predict all perioperative difficulties.
Okay. How's the discussion on early surgery for Crohn's disease evolving?
Well, this is a very difficult discussion, of course, and the main issue is it's not very early surgery, but the issue is to get the patients to give him timely surgery. You have to find a good time, and it always have to fit in the whole strategy of the treatment of your patient, and this is very important. And so I guess one of the big problems, of course, after surgery is recurrence of symptoms, recurrence of the disease, and you can see in about 40% already within 6 months, you have a quite important recurrence of the disease. So I guess the whole discussion will be fueled again when we have data on the ongoing trials and PREVENT trial on good medication to prevent very early on disease recurrence. And then again, we have to rediscuss what the position of surgery will be and when we have to implement surgery.
So how can morbidity, mortality be reduced in emergency surgery for ulcerative colitis?
Well, there is still quite some morbidity and even mortality linked to the care of patients with in the emergency situation of extensive ulcerative colitis. And I guess the main issue there is to have a close discussion taking care together with the dedicated gastroenterologist. And from the beginning on, when the patient is recovered in the hospital, to have a common discussion where also surgeons are involved from the beginning. And that will, of course, help us to get the patient on a good time spot to the operating theater before there is too much morbidity linked with it.
So the last question, how can outcome of ileoanal pouch surgery be further improved?
So ileoanal pouch surgery, although it's becoming more and more routine intervention, and most centers do that in a laparoscopic setting, again, it still remains a quite complex surgery. And we still are facing quite some difficulties, quite morbidity. About 60% of patients will have some or another post-surgical complication. The most severe complication is still to have a pelvic sepsis. And I guess one of the major issues will be that this kind of surgery has to be done in referral centers. And if we can increment our experience of pouch surgery, then we will gain, and especially the patient will gain, and the less morbidity, the less septic complications, also the better the functional outcome will be of pouch surgery.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrei.